brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, Paul Watson popping in to talk about an amazing film that aired in England yesterday on Channel 4 exposing global warming as a hoax. We're going to play some clips from the documentary to analyze them and talk to Paul and then get back into your calls. Right now, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Troy is sneaky, but I have to wish him the same that I would wish for you or anybody, and that would be lasting health and happiness.
Yeah, live long and prosper.
Yeah, exactly. Troy does, he uses different names to call in, as you know, the different GCN talk shows, and he calls in to condemn the host, but he doesn't talk about the facts, and he's not ashamed of the fact that we can't be sure of his real name, because he doesn't take pride in his real name. So in my opinion, folks like that, no pride equals no shame. And for lack of a better name, he uses the time between the space actually between you and him, you know, West Virginia and Texas. That's his lame excuse for giving you the time between now and the next 9/11 anniversary before he would confront you in person. So if he were really against you, he wouldn't give you all that time to make more history. And for people like that who seem so invincibly ignorant, you shouldn't really have any pity. Because that's really the kind of attention that helps him feel disempowered. You just need to pray for him to wake up and feel our Creator's love. Now,
the big thing here is he denies the North American Union. Others like him do. They'll deny there's any spying going on, or that it's illegal. I mean, the NSA for 10 years has been listening, has been wired into everything. And then the president gets up and lies about it, and then people like him will just say, no, it's not true. Our leader only tells the truth. He's only good. I mean, how is that an American attribute? How did we turn into this?
Right. Well, he says just in the talk show host repeat that he told Congress what was going on, and yet you have Bob Graham, for example, saying, well, we were told that he had this program, but it was a different bill of goods. I didn't know that he was bypassing FISA. So, you know, these talk show hosts, I've called up one and confronted him about that, and then they're totally aware of that fact that Bob Graham came out and he said he didn't know that, you know, we were being sold a used car, and we were told it was a new car, basically. Last week I asked Neil Bortz how CNN and the BBC would know to announce that World Trade Center Building 7 would collapse before it happened. So he naturally asked me if I was an Alex Jones fanatic, to which I answered, I asked you first. And then Neil said, of course, Alex Jones fanatics and doubters of the 9/11 official story should be locked up in concentration camps. And have you, Alex...
He actually said that?
Oh, yes, and have you lead us in a daily prayer vigil. Have our driver's license and voter ID revoked. Oh, yeah, of course. I just want to let you know to add him to your list.
Well, I'd like somebody to give me that clip. But, I mean, this, I mean, I know everybody else is saying that. I mean, they're openly now saying, we want to arrest you. We want to put you in camps. We want to kill you. We want to get you. And that's because they know we're winning. Hey, listen, we're not going to stop. And it's going to come out. And all these talk show hosts, it's going to turn out, who are on the government payroll, are going to be going to prison.
Right. Well, he was given the pep talk at the White House, just like all those other talk show hosts. But anytime I ask Neil about his silly explanations of 9/11, he answers by asking if I'm an Alex Jones nut job. So I want to tell the folks to keep on calling Neil. He will take your call and allow you to discredit him. It's easy to get through, which is really a reflection of how poor his ratings really are.
So he actually said we should be put in concentration camps.
Yes, and have you lead us in a daily prayer vigil. Yep, I recorded that. If you'd like, I'd send that to you.
You know, I wonder if he'll be happy when that actually happens. Of course, they'll be taking his pension fund as well. He won't care. He'll love it. They love it, man. They love evil.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watson wrote a great article titled Powerful Documentary Trounces Man-Made Warming Hoax. Climate change is natural and has been happening since the Earth began. An astounding documentary that was broadcast in the UK last night completely trounced the man-made explanation for global warming, not with emotionally laden propaganda or by attacking the messenger, as its adherents resort to, but by presenting carefully considered and rational science. And I've watched three clips of it. We're going to be playing those. Paul Watson has seen the entire piece, and his phone line's having trouble right now over in the UK. The Great Global Warming Swindle brought together a plethora of scientists, professors, climatologists, and weather experts to expose the myths about climate change that have been promulgated in order to hoodwink the world into accepting the man-made theory of global warming. And, again, Al Gore uses these ice core samples, but the ice core samples show the opposite. And I've read the actual studies. In fact, the studies the UN cites say the opposite of what the UN says on their face. But they know the general public won't check into that. It's being pushed for a global carbon tax. That's why you see everything from Sports Illustrated to CNN to movies to the Weather Channel, just unbelievable propaganda. And we got the FOIA request in January from the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, North American Union, NAU meeting last September. And the first agenda was keeping North American Union secret in its expansion. We're already in it. And the second agenda was getting a North American carbon tax in with the EU. With Bush administration officials, they're going along with it. See, they say publicly they're against Kyoto, but they're not against incrementally bringing us into the carbon tax via original system. They just don't want the taxes, the dominant portion, to go to the United Nations. So there is some infighting. And that's one of the things the Founding Fathers said was so beautiful about corrupt governments. The only good thing is that they fight with each other, and that usually keeps them from getting real tyranny, hardcore tyranny, going. But when that man on the white horse like Napoleon or Hitler does get the power, Katie, bar the door, because then it goes from just good old boy corruption and a lot of bad things happening to giant sports stadiums and FEMA camps, people filling sports stadiums. And that's what's scary. I've heard Neil Bortz, going back here, and we'll play these clips, big national talk show host. He's on several stations that I'm on. I think he's on like four stations I know of, four of the affiliates I'm on, he's on, including KLBJ 590 that I do a Sunday show syndicated on 4 to 6 p.m. They offered me weeknights, but I couldn't do it under syndicated show, folks. Kidding. On top of everything else, but I'm already digressing. And he came to Austin for the second annual Talk Fest. And I was part of Talk Fest. Before I got there, everybody told me, my gosh, Bortz just savaged you for like 30 minutes. And I've heard him on the show say that, oh, it's worse than an S sandwich, it's an Alex Jones sandwich. And, you know, Alex Jones needs to be locked up. But now I know that Wiener, known as Savage, and the rest of the beatnik crowd, posing as conservatives, Laura Ingraham, all of them, have been calling for our arrest, put us in camps. I haven't heard Bortz do that. If he's picked up the mantra of put us in camps, I mean, they're serious, too. I mean, I've heard it. Anyone who disagrees with the government is a traitor. Anyone who disagrees with the war is a traitor. A member of the congressman 2 weeks ago said anyone who votes in an anti-war resolution in Congress should be arrested and hung. And he, in the press, said apologize. He said, no, I say kill. Kill members of Congress. They're saying they're elected. They're supposed to go carry out the people's will. They're supposed to carry out the Constitution. They're supposed to be independent. But they got about 22% of the public, folks, that will man death camps. You understand, folks? They will line us up, and they will shoot us in the back of the head and throw us into dirt pits. Now, thank God we got 160 million gun owners and 400 million guns of new manufacture, and we don't ever want it to come to that. It's never for attack, only for defense. But once it starts, you know, the best defense is a good offense. My God, I don't want to come to this, but I'm not going to a FEMA camp, and you shouldn't either. With these people openly talking about how they want to kill us. I mean, they're doing it, folks. And people in Germany went, oh, when they said they want to put us in camps, you know, in 35, 36, 37, oh, that's not really going to happen. Oh, they're arresting some people, but it's not really going to. And then, boom, they get you. I just feel sorry for the goons they send, because if 1% of us stands up, that is 1.6 million combatants, you will lose. But that's also the plan, is they plan to chew you all up in a fight with us and bring in NATO I-4 forces. That's Army Times now. I live in a Philip K. Dick Twilight Zone episode. I mean, I do. All right, let's bring Paul Watson up just for a few minutes. He's got a worsening sore throat. But Paul saw the whole program. We're going to air like 3 2-minute clips of it that were found on YouTube that are already uploaded. I'm told the whole thing's up there now, but I haven't had a chance to see it yet. Paul, you saw the broadcast last night. Tell us about it and the research it had in it.
Hello, Alex. It was called The Great Global Warming Swindle. It was on Channel 4 television, which is broadcast in the UK last night at 9 p.m. 90-minute documentary. And, you know, the evidence wasn't presented on the basis of photographs of stranded polar bears on ice caps, ICPP representatives impersonating chimps, or, you know, shutting off the lights on the Eiffel Tower for 5 minutes, which is how the other side try and get people to believe that global warming is man-made.
Yeah, they're approaching the mindless, bestial nature of a public that can't find major continents on a map.
Right, and to get it straight, because the very first comment that my article received, which I predicted, was everyone knows that global warming is real. Anyone who tells us otherwise is a dumb. And then you can fill in the three-letter word afterwards.
And you predicted 3 weeks before that they would say that they wanted to ban global warming denial, saying it's like Holocaust denial, and they've now done it.
Well, yeah, they're preparing that. There was a Boston Globe journalist who came out and said, there's no time for a debate. The debate's over. Anyone who disagrees is akin to a Holocaust denier.
Let's get back to the film. I'll shut up. Tell us about it.
Why I mentioned that comment was this person obviously didn't get as far as reading my headline, which was powerful documentary trounces man-made. That's man-made warming hoax. We don't deny that global warming is happening because it has always happened throughout the Earth's 4.5 billion year history. We don't deny it's happening, but the evidence clearly suggests that it's a natural occurrence and it's not man-made.
And regardless, the UN solution, a global tax, even if you believe the official story, won't help.
No, it'll only hit us in the pocket, and then people accuse us of being with the corporations and with the polluters if we dare question this religion of global warming.
And really, they just want socialism, a way to attach more wealth. What they don't know is the big corporations are lobbying for all of this as a way to get control.
Yeah, just like they created peak oil to get artificial scarcity, they can manipulate it on a whim. But they had scientists, professors, climatologists, weather experts, space experts, and it was basically a 90-minute rebuttal of the proposition that global warming is caused by CO2 emissions. One of the other comments on that board was, you know, how can you deny that the Earth got warmer since the Industrial Revolution? Well, in actual fact, the Earth's temperature from the 1940s until the 1980s, which was when the major wave of, you know, the Industrial Revolution really kicked on after the war, the Earth's temperature got cooler, so much so that by the 1970s, there was political and media scaremongering. It was quite funny how they played a BBC documentary that was made in the mid-70s, which basically said that the new threat was global cooling, and that if we didn't take drastic steps to offset this coming ice age, then, you know, we were facing a basic meteorological apocalypse. And that was in the mid-70s. It was all about global cooling, because the Earth was coming to the end of this cycle of cooling, and then after that, it picked up again after the 80s, because sun activity, sun radiation, sunspot activity increased, which is what they also proved in the program, that global temperatures match almost precisely sunspot activity, and they've traced it back hundreds of years. And they also took on Al Gore, who in his film Inconvenient Truth. And remember, Al Gore is not a scientist, and neither am I, so if Al Gore can comment on this subject, then so can anyone else. He's a politician, he's a professional liar. And
He did not invent the internet.
And he takes these Antarctic ice core samples and says that they show that carbon dioxide leads temperature rates. As carbon dioxide goes up, so do temperature rates. But in actual fact, he reversed the data. It's the opposite way around, and that's shown in the documentary, that carbon dioxide levels lag behind temperature rise by 800 years. But it's the temperature rise that causes the carbon dioxide, not the other way around, as Al Gore claims.
Paul Watson, thank you for joining us and giving us that basic thumbnail sketch. We're going to play some of these clips when we get back. And get well, my friend. Continue your hard work. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back and start playing the first of three clips, then your calls.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now these clips are even more powerful with the graphs, but listen carefully. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and watch the clips for yourself after the show or whenever you'd like. Here is a little clip, the first clip from the great global warming swindle. Here it is.
Imagine that we live in an age of reason. And the global warming alarm is dressed up as science, but it's not science. It's propaganda.
There's no direct evidence which links 20th century global warming anthropogenic greenhouse gases.
We're just being told lies. That's what it comes down to.
You can't say that CO2 will drive climate. It certainly never did in the past.
If the CO2 increases in the atmosphere as a greenhouse gas, then the temperature will go up.
But the ice core record shows exactly the opposite. So the fundamental assumption, the most fundamental assumption of the whole theory of climate change due to humans, is shown to be wrong.
The whole thing stinks.
Man-made global warming is no longer just a theory about climate. It is the defining moral and political cause of our age. Campaigners say the time for debate is over. Any criticism, no matter how scientifically rigorous, is illegitimate. Even worse, dangerous. But in this film, it will be shown that the Earth's climate is always changing. That there is nothing unusual about the current temperature, and that the scientific evidence does not support the notion that climate is driven by carbon dioxide, man-made or otherwise. Everywhere you are told that man-made climate change is proved beyond doubt. But you are being told lies.
All right, that's the first clip. Let's go ahead and try to jam in the second clip. Here it is.
Warming of the Earth happened in the wrong place and at the wrong time. Most of the warming took place in the early part of the 20th century and occurred mostly at the Earth's surface, the very opposite of what should have happened according to the theory of man-made global warming.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States.
Former Vice President Al Gore's emotional film, An Inconvenient Truth, is regarded by many as the definitive popular presentation of the theory of man-made global warming. His argument rests on one all-important piece of evidence taken from ice core surveys in which scientists drilled deep into the ice to look back into Earth's climate history hundreds of thousands of years. The first ice core survey took place in Vostok in the Antarctic. What it found, as Al Gore correctly points out, was a clear correlation between carbon dioxide and temperature.
We're going back in time now, 650,000 years. Here's what the temperature has been on our Earth. Now, one thing that kind of jumps out at you is, did they ever fit together? Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The relationship is actually very complicated. But there is one relationship that is far more powerful than all the others, and it is this. When there is more carbon dioxide, the temperature gets warmer.
Al Gore says the relationship between temperature and CO2 is complicated, but he doesn't say what those complications are. In fact, there was something very important in the ice core data that he failed to mention. Professor Ian Clark is a leading Arctic paleoclimatologist who looks back into the Earth's temperature record tens of millions of years.
When we look at climate on long scales, we're looking for geological material that actually records climate. If we're to take an ice sample, for example, we use isotopes to reconstruct temperature, but the atmosphere that's imprisoned in that ice, we liberate, and then we look at the CO2 content.
Professor Clark and others have indeed discovered, as Al Gore says, a link between carbon dioxide and temperature. But what Al Gore doesn't say is that the link is the wrong way round.
So here we're looking at the ice core record from Vostok, and in the red we see temperature going up early time, key interval when we came out of a glaciation, and we see the temperature going up, and then we see the CO2 coming up. CO2 lags behind that increase. It's got an 8-year lag, so there is leading CO2 by 8.
There have now been several major ice core surveys. Every one of them shows the same thing. The temperature rises or falls, and then, after a few hundred years, carbon dioxide follows.
So obviously, carbon dioxide is not the cause of that warming. In fact, we can say that the warming produced the increase in carbon dioxide.
We'll come back, play the third clip. It's really very simple science, and then they have hundreds of ice core samples that show the exact same thing. As usual, what the government and Al Gore is saying is a complete and total hoax.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Let's go ahead and get into the third clip of the Great Global Warming Swindle. And it just covers basic, concrete, hard facts about the planet. Here it is.
Senior scientists at the Danish Meteorological Institute decided to compile a record of sunspots in the 20th century and compare it with the temperature record. What they found was an incredibly close correlation between what the sun was doing and changes in temperature on Earth. Solar activity, they found, rose sharply to 1940, fell back for 4 decades until the 1970s, and then rose after that.
When we saw this correlation between the temperature and solar activity or sunspot cycle lengths, then people said to us, okay, it can be just a coincidence. So how can we prove that it's not just a coincidence? Well, one obvious thing is to have a longer time series or different time series. Then we went back in time.
So Professor Friis Christiansen and his colleagues examined 400 years of astronomical records to compare sunspot activity against temperature variation. Once again, they found that variations in solar activity were intimately linked to temperature variation on Earth. Was the sun, it seemed, not carbon dioxide or anything else, that was driving changes in the climate? In a way, it's not surprising. The sun affects us directly, of course, when it sends down its heat. But we now know the sun also affects us indirectly through clouds. powerful cooling effect. But how are they formed? In the early 20th century, scientists discovered that the Earth was constantly being bombarded by subatomic particles. These particles, which they called cosmic rays, originated, it was believed, from exploding supernovae far beyond our solar system. When the particles coming down meet water vapor rising up from the sea, they form water droplets and make clouds. But when the sun is more active and the solar wind is strong, fewer particles get through, and fewer clouds are formed. Just how powerful this effect was became clear only recently, when an astrophysicist, Professor Nir Shaviv, decided to compare his own record of cloud-forming cosmic rays with the temperature record created by a geologist, Professor Jan Weitzer, going back 600 million years. What they found was that when cosmic rays went up, the temperature went down. When cosmic rays went down, the temperature went up. Clouds and the Earth's climate were very closely linked. To see how close, you just flip the lines.
We just compared the graphs, just put them one upon the other, and it was just amazing. Jan Weitzer looked at me and says, you know, we have very explosive data here.
I've never seen such vastly different records coming together so beautifully to show really what was happening over that long period of time.
All right, and that's the three clips I've been able to see. I'm told now the whole film is floating around on Google. But again, I've already read all these reports. I've interviewed many of these individuals. We're going to be getting them on the show again, and some of the other folks on the TV show that you were just hearing the program. Bottom line, the sun, ladies and gentlemen, is a giant ball of gas, and it's the main heating mechanism of the Earth. That's not debatable. It's, at night, it cools down and gets dark, and the, you know, during the day, that's when the plants grow through photosynthesis, and it's the sun that heats up the oceans and heats up the your body. You get a suntan under it. And I know most of you know this, but the people that believe in man-made global warming just can't understand this. And they can correlate the sun's brightness with the Earth heating up. But what this is saying is that more importantly than that is the nuclei, the different particles coming in to the atmosphere help water vapor condense and form clouds. And then that leads us into chemtrails. How has our atmosphere changed that until 1996, condensation trails disappeared in a maximum of about 2 minutes? And now our skies are completely different, and these things stay up there for hours. We're going to be getting some experts on to discuss this next week, but that's a separate area. But now government textbooks, we just talked to a meteorologist. He said, well, yes, there is some things being sprayed, but that's sunscreen for the Earth. That federally written textbook says that. Discovery Channel basically said that. It's a secret program, but it's all for our own good. And it is true that these type of nuclei being put into the atmosphere artificially would cause a cooling. Heaven knows what's really going on. I mean, frankly, we don't. There's a lot of weird behavior happening and a lot of strange behavior going on. And I do not believe that most of the spraying that we see is bioweapons or chemical weapons or radiological weapons being directed or mass inoculations, as some have said, on the benevolent side. But that's mainly because something sprayed at 30,000 feet is not going to hit you where you're at. It's going to hit somewhere thousands, if not tens of thousands of miles away. Now, there are thousands of publicly admitted examples of helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft spraying at 1,000 feet or lower near cities with chemical, biologicals, radiologicals. I mean, that's on the record. But the people that cover chemtrails never want to talk about that. It's kind of like a religion. They just want to talk about the big planes up in the sky, which the evidence points towards weather modification. Now, the barium salts and aluminum oxides they're using are not good for you. And it's a huge secret program, and it's certainly going on. But I don't subscribe to the orthodoxy. This is some type of chemical or biological attack from 35 to 25,000 feet. So that's where I stand on that, just trying to study this, racking my brain, looking at it. I am not debating the fact that the sun is going wild. I am not debating the fact that the earth has not heated up some, but that heating has radically decreased in its acceleration since the 40s. But the sun now is heating up again to a record level, and so who knows what's going to happen. But the point is, you read Roman history, Greek history, Babylonian, Sanskrit. I mean, there's climate change happening, volcanoes exploding, huge earthquakes, islands disappearing, islands being formed overnight, all sorts of earth changes happening, and the major body of science is moving now towards a younger earth. And I'm not debating how old the earth is. I think there's been a false debate between Christianity and science where they set the two sides against each other as a distraction. But the scientists are saying things are looking like they happen quicker than they thought. And you can, you know, debate that all day, whether it's hundreds of millions, billions, or, you know, what others say that's really pulled out of nowhere. You know, the earth's 6,000 years old. That's not in the Bible. It's just some calculation off days some preacher cooked up. And then they, it's just mindlessness. I just don't even know what to say anymore. It's just mind-boggling that you have this new religion. In fact, here's the UK Daily Mail. Global warming, the bogus religion of our age. The world is heading for environmental catastrophe, or so we are constantly being told by politicians and self-appointed experts. They warn us that unless we take drastic action, the Earth will soon be devastated by climate change and global warming. Entire species will be lost, crops will be obliterated, floods and famine will sweep across the planet, and Western economies will slide into depression. Tonight, Channel 4 will broadcast the great global warming swindle, which suggests the whole subject has been such a political hot potato that other explanations for climate change are not being properly examined. And it goes on. Certainly, there have been many sweeping predictions of global ruin, few more emphatic than the report from Sir Nicholas Stern in The Economics of Climate Change, which states that with an air of unchallengeable conviction, the scientific evidence is now overwhelming. Climate change presents very serious global risk, and it demands an urgent global response. His study, commissioned by the government in July 2005 and published amid much Whitehall hype in 06, seemed to carry all the more weight because Stern is one of the most senior civil servants in Britain, the head of the government's economic service. His conclusions appeared to be based on powerful scientific authority, since his team of 20 or so officials had drawn a wide range of published papers and data. Tony Blair has described it as the most important document produced during his 10 years as prime minister, and urged that the Stern blueprint, with its calls for more regulation and taxation, be adopted in full. The disaster is not set to happen in some science fiction future, but in our lifetime, said Blair, who went on to claim that the world faces nothing more serious, more urgent, and more demanding of its leadership than climate change. All this has helped put the Stern Report at the very forefront of the debate. The central theme of it is that there is a near universal consensus of opinion with scientific community about the dangers of climate change, but this is not true. This article goes on for four more pages. You need to go read it. There is no such unanimity among scientists. Throughout the 550 pages of the document, Stern continually strikes a confident note as if there were no dispute about the issues, completely divorced from scientific reality. Yet this self-assured stance is completely divorced from scientific reality. It is an inconvenient truth for Stern and his political allies that there is, in fact, precious little evidence to back up his sweeping claims. In a revealing recent comment, Stern admitted that when he was appointed by the government, he had an idea what the greenhouse effect was, but wasn't really sure. This lack of understanding of science shines through every chapter of his report. He is guilty of misreading the data, of distorting the evidence to suit his political master's dogma, of throwing numbers about with reckless abandon, of promoting alarmism in the place of rational discussion, and of reinventing climate history. There are fundamental misconceptions throughout the document. He seems to think the climate prediction is a mature science stretching back to the 19th century, hence the confident tone, science stretching back to the early century, hence the confident tone of his pronouncements. But in reality, climate prediction is relatively modern science, which has emerged only in recent decades, thanks partly to the emergence of computers. And it just goes on and on through the bad information in it. We don't have time to cover it all. But let's be clear about this. Let's say man-made global warming is real. Let's set it aside and agree with the hoax. Okay, I'm not debating you. Those of you out there listening freaking out right now. I'm not debating you. Let's say it's real. What does a global tax, and by global it's only on industrialized nations, but they're from New Zealand to England to the United States and Canada. Less than 20 countries will be under it. China, India, Mexico, they're not under it. 160-plus countries are not under it. How does a global tax paid into the IMF and World Bank and United Nations and served out to expand more global enforcement, more laws, and, quote, strengthening global laws for the environment, so if you shovel sand off your garden on your beachfront beach house, you get 5 months in jail and $1 million fine. How does that do anything? It does nothing. It will not curb or reduce the greenhouse gases. And I will tell you again, this documentary only looks at the sun and solar radiation and cosmic radiation, and it looks at ice core samples and proves itself conclusively. But you add into this that CO2 that plants can successfully double, and if there's enough water, more than triple their carbon dioxide uptake, and then do you know what they do? They then put out oxygen, and major studies show that humans live longer, do better, have less cancer, as well as all their animal life, from animal-based plankton right up to your savanna lion. That they've done ice core samples, the Earth has had much higher oxygen in the past, displacing and having an increased saturation above other gases that we do not use. We use oxygen. That's a symbiotic relationship between animal and plant life. When new carbon dioxide is emitted, when levels go up, plants grow faster and are healthier. More oxygen is put out by the plants. They breathe carbon dioxide. They expel oxygen. It's the main chain of life. That's better for us. The Earth actually has a low oxygen level compared to what it had 15,000 years ago from the ice samples. There's less oxygen now. We want more CO2. The plankton in the sea, what's the plant plankton called? Phytoplankton, does better when there's more carbon dioxide. It increases the amount of food chain life above it, from the krill, shrimp, right up to the blue whale. I mean, it's just when you start studying science, it's so simple because we have the data. I mean, it's like when they said, oh, we've got to ban fluorocarbons. We've got to ban CO2 because it's eating the ozone layer. And now they found that there's always holes in the ozone layer during certain parts of the year on the poles and that it wildly shifts. But again, they tell you that ozone is being produced in the atmosphere, destroying it. When ozone drops to the ground and doesn't get into the atmosphere at those levels, and that it basically breaks down in a matter of minutes with other compounds and is good for the environment. But see, Dow Chemical and DuPont's two separate patents on Freon were running out, and so they made the entire world, with the West starting first, we're the suckers, the marks, adopt new refrigeration systems. Do you have any idea how big that trillion-plus dollar a year industry is? And have the new patents on what was universally adopted. Fraud after hoax after scam. Ah. it just makes my head spin sometimes. And we have to. And they're so mad they can't get the Kyoto Protocol. They're so mad they can't force us into place that they have got Sports Illustrated, and that's it, folks.